ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Praise God. Hallelujah. So today we're going to talk about enterprise, and we're going to talk about, you know, I own a clinic. So let's just flow and see what the Lord has for us today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So let me pray. I cease not to give thanks for everyone here, making mention of us in my prayer, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that our eyes of understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling and what are the riches of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come, and have put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Thank you, Father, because I am a member of that body of Christ. Thank you, O God, for you let me speak what you want me to speak today and do that which you want me to do today. And all the glory and honor will be to your holy name, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we give you all the praise, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So let's quickly go to, I bring greetings from Reverend Tokes. Some people call him Brother Tokes. Some people call him Pastor Tokes. So fit anyone you want. Praise God. He says to greet everyone. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to go quickly to Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. And it says, are we there? And it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. I'll read it again. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto your understanding, which means you have an understanding that you can actually lean on. But he's saying, trust in the Lord and lean not unto your own understanding. Because sometimes your understanding in your own calculation might actually be right. And then he says, in all your ways, what? Acknowledge him. You acknowledge him in all your ways. How do you acknowledge him? In everything. He said, in all your ways, in not some of your ways. You know, sometimes we want to acknowledge him in some of our ways, and the other ones we take care of it. But the scripture says, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will do what? Direct your path. So for him to direct your path, you need to lean on God and acknowledge him to direct you in all your ways. Amen. I'm going to look at, let's look at this scripture in Message Translation. The Message Translation says, trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do. Everywhere you go. So everywhere you go includes your business. Everything you do includes whatever you do, right? And he says, he's the one who will keep you on track. And you know, I want God to keep me on track. I don't want my understanding to keep me on track, because he sees what I don't see. Hallelujah. And then I'm going to read another scripture. It says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We know it is Romans 8:14. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, what? They are the sons of God. Now, to have a business, to run a business, you can't do it independent of the Holy Spirit. You know, sometimes people come and they say, okay, when it comes to business, just keep the Bible on one side. Just drop it. This thing is not a Bible matter. Let's handle it. But the scripture says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. If you allow him and acknowledge him in all your ways, he will direct your path. I don't do anything in my practice without acknowledging him. I don't. The major decisions, I don't. I will take you back to when I started my business. Before I started the business, I went to pray. I said, Lord, you know, there are different names. I can actually name my clinic, but you know the one that is the best. I don't want to go outside your will. I want to be in your perfect will, in that place. You know, you can actually be in the permissive will. You can, you know, it's okay. You bring your plan, ask God to bless it. Wouldn't have so much. So I said, Lord, what name would you want? And I prayed about it. When the name dropped in my heart, I didn't believe that nobody has used that name before. Okay, how do I find out that nobody has used it before? I told my sister that is a lawyer, please put this in. Let's see. And I gave her two other names. When she put it in, in fact, she was happier than I was when she called me and said, Akunda, guess what? That name went through. Ah, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm like, okay, one, bam, gone. We registered and we kept it. You know, sometimes God will bring some business decisions to you, from some businesses to you, and you're not ready for it. There's something about being prepared, taking your time and being prepared. You know, and be ready. You shouldn't be found wanting. So when that happened, I kept it. It happened sometime like maybe December or November thereabout. And by January, an opening came up where I had submitted a letter to have an eye clinic there. And they said, come in for an interview. All right. They gave me a time. I actually was there before the time. I was waiting. But I found that I was the only one there. Because they told me, they listed the names of the hospital that they contacted to come in. And I was just a single person. I hadn't had a clinic before. When I met the man said, are you a good eye doctor? I said, yes. Okay, this is what I want you to do, this is what I want you to do, this is what I want you to do, and this is the price for it. And then what he now said to me, he said, okay, bring your equipment and test my eyes. Let me know if, you know, that testing, we didn't do it. And he gave me the place. What am I saying? When I got the name, God saw I was ready. The opportunity came, and what happened? I took advantage of it. But that's just the beginning. It's not enough to register a business. You know, it's not enough to start a business. But you know what? Everything I have done, God has led me. When I miss it, I know. It's from here. I know. You know, sometimes we don't want to start small. You want to go and open in a very big place. You don't even know how to manage a poultry farm. A small one in your house, at the back of your house. You want to go and open. In Exodus 23:29, this is what God said to the people of Israel. He said, I will not drive them out from before thee in 1 year. lest the land become desolate and the beast of the field multiply against thee. See, when you are taking the territory, you will take it small by small. He would open it up to you, but by the time you look back, you say, ah, the Lord has been with me. By the grace of God, this year will make me I've done 11th year running my business, and it hasn't been going down, it has been going up. Yeah. Who am I bragging on? I'm bragging on the greater one on the inside of me. There's nothing special about me, but God can also make you to be a success in whatever you are doing. Hey. Trust him. You know, sometimes we have a way of playing down, you know, spiritual things. Let's not just bring the spiritual here, you know. Before you drive away some clients, if I tell you the clients I have, you will say, eh, yeah. But who brings them? God brings them to me. He does. There's something. Let's go into the scripture before I continue. We have an advantage over the unbelievers. Why don't you use your advantage? Why don't you use it? Let's look at John 14. 16 to 18 and then 26. John 14, 16 to 18 and 26. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. So he says he will give me another comforter, that he will do what? He will abide with me forever. So which means I have the comforter now. Whether I'm feeling it or I'm not feeling it, I have the comforter. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth in you, with you, and shall be in you. Who would you trust most? The person in you or the person outside? But you know, we run everywhere. Seeking counsel from people. I'm not saying it's not good to seek counsel from people, but we have the counselor living on the inside of us. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. 26. But the comforter, which is the what? In case you are wondering who is the comforter? He said the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will do what? He will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you, he will bring all things to your remembrance. He will teach me all things, including my business. There are some depths in businesses we have not gone into. Allow him to teach you some things in that business. Don't push him aside. He knows more. And he knows everything. Hallelujah. Let's look at another scripture. John 15, 26. You know, in talking about he will teach you, he will teach you, right? He will guide you. I remember one time in my business, I needed to make a decision on something. I needed to move from where I was to another place. So I prayed about it. I went to God and I prayed about it. And God showed me where I should take it to. Inside the same, you know, compound, that I shouldn't move outside the compound. I should just stay by there. And what happened, I went up to the person I was supposed to meet, and I told him that there's a place I'm supposed to put my stuff here, my building here. He said, okay, take the, I actually run, have in a hospital, and I have in a shopping complex. So he said, okay, go with my guy and let's see. We went, and when I pointed it to him, he didn't believe that something could enter there. I said, don't worry. God, see, I trust in the Lord with all my heart. Your opinion is fine, but what does the word of God tell me? So when I got in there, I said, okay, this is where I want to place it. He said, are you sure it will be? I said, it will be perfect. I got people, they put the place together. I built the stuff myself. And anybody that enters here, in fact, after I built it, they now built something, the same kind of thing in another place. But anybody that enters that place said, I don't believe that this is just a container that you put in. It looks very lovely. And they are taking contacts and all of that. And he entered everything I wanted. Now, look at it. When I got the environmentals, because they told me you have to get the environmental people to approve so that you're sure that you're doing the right thing. When I got them and I showed them, they said, you wouldn't have put it in another other place. This is just the perfect and the right place. I followed the inward witness. You know, I would have been running up and down. In fact, one of my staff that was kicking against it was like, oh no, we should do this. I said, no, this is where God wants. It's not time for us to leave. This is where God wants me to be. 2 years down the line, she said, Ma, looking back now, you made an excellent decision. It's not me. You know, the Holy Ghost will make you look like a genius. He will teach you all things. He will bring things to your remembrance. He will open up things to you. Now, my business is not part of those businesses that they don't pay tax and they don't pay pension. We do that. You will hardly find eye clinics that do that. But you know, I'm not building a structure for today. I'm building a structure for tomorrow. And I follow the inward witness. I put things in place. But you know what? He guides me. I listen to him. When I take a step, I listen to him. Hallelujah. Let's read John 15:26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall what? Testify of me. Major's translation says what? Says this. When the friend I plan to send you from the Father comes, can you see he's your friend? He's your friend. You've been crying. I don't have a friend. He's your friend. The Spirit of truth issuing from the Father, he will confirm everything about me. The Passion Translation says, I will send you the divine encourager. From the very presence of my Father, he will come to you, the Spirit of truth, emanating from the Father, and he will speak to you about me. You see, business will be boring without Christ. That's the truth. It will be boring without Christ. You know, as I'm talking, I know some people are making up their minds that from today that they will acknowledge him in all their ways. The truth about it is this. You will see a difference in your life. You know, I sometime one day I was praying. Something happened in my office one time, and someone that I really was working with, she left, right? And some things that were not very nice. So I went to pray about it. I was just prayed about it. And God said, don't worry about that thing that happened. You are moving higher. You are not going to be in the same place. And the truth about it is this. I moved higher. But you know, some people will get on that and keep on talking about the past, and they will stay there. The more you talk about a problem, the bigger it gets. Don't pay attention to it. See the cloud. Can you, when you go outside, just look at the cloud. There are plenty. There is space for everybody. Hallelujah. Let's look at what the comforter, what you have. He said the comforter, okay, let's read this scripture before we do that. It's still 15:26. But when the comforter, counselor, helper, advocate, intercessor, straightener, standby comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes proceeds from the Father, he himself will testify what? Me, regarding me. Now, what is, if the comforter is counselor, right? Advisor. He's a counselor, he's a helper, he's an intercessor, he's a strengthener, he's a standby, he's an advocate. All right? So let's look at what a counselor is. A counselor is a trained person to give guidance on a personal or psychological problems. So he's a trained personality, trained for you to give you guidance. Hallelujah. He's your advisor. He's your confidant. He's your coach. He's your guide. He's your teacher. He's your mentor. He's your guru. He's your specialist. Helper. Person called to help someone. So in the Holy Ghost, his work in you is to do what? Is to assist you, to partner with you. You know, when you're not communicating with your partner, there's a problem. You wake up in the morning, you just take off. And your partner is saying, talk to me now. This thing, you're running up and down. I know it. He's your intercessor, your mediator, your go-between. He's your go-between. He's your strengthener. The person who adds strength to you. He adds strength to you. Have I had situations where it looked like I was tired? Yes, I had. But you know what? I went to my strengthener. I roll all my problems, all my cares to him. You know? He said, cast all your cares upon him for what? He cares for you. So he cares for you. Why do I have to carry it when he said I should roll it to him? Hallelujah. He strengthens you. You know, I remember one time, you know, people will come to my clinic and where I started from, they'll say, Dr. Akuna, we need this, your service inside town. Not that I started this in a village, no. Where I started, this is the largest estate in West Africa. So it's not in a village. All right? Oh, but you need to come in a bit more into town to start it. I said, okay, I've heard. You see, I am led by the Spirit of God. I'm not led by people. I'm not led by opportunities. Why? Because opportunities will come out and look so great, but it's not of God. And you drop in your money there and you miss. You waste the money. When they told me, I said, don't worry. When it's time for me to go, I will know. When it was time for me to start up, I went to prayer. And I said, God, you know, the town is plenty. There are different corners in the town. You know the right place I should be. You know, some of these decisions we think is not important. You know the right place I should be. Please show me. This is this. There are lovely places. But where should I go to? And then he dropped a name. Bam. I said, okay, fine. In my mind, I said, God, this place you dropped, eh? The rent there is not moi moi yo. But you know what happened? The next thing I heard was, go to so-so-so and so-so-so person. Talk to him about the clinic. He has a place for you. I got an instruction in October. I called the man in January. I like what my husband said. He said, he that believes does not make what? Haste. If it's God today, it's God tomorrow. Don't worry. I called in January. When I called in January, I said, hey, doctor, there's a place. I have a place that I know you. It will fit you. You will like it. I said, okay. But I'm out of the country now. He said, don't worry. We'll keep it for you. We'll keep it for you when you come back. They kept that place from January to April. Let me tell you, because I've been that place, this is my fifth or sixth year there now, right? I know that there's no way. It's not with clear eye they left that place open for me. It's not with clear eye. I'm telling you. You see, when God works for you, you relax. But can you get him to work for you? It was a choice area. In fact, when I got in that place, I said, I was looking, as in they kept it for me. As we were out, my husband, he said he had a dream, and so I'm supposed to study another place, and it's supposed to be so square meter, and it's exactly the place I am. The square meter that he saw was that place. They kept it for me. When I got in, doctor, come and look at the place. I saw the place. I said, I need a wash and bed inside. They said, we don't do it, but we'll create it for you. They finished, fixed the place. I, got the place, the way it was, is supposed to be for me to start my work. And I paid. Do you know what happened? When I paid, I did not have money to put the place the way I want it. I went back to God. I said, hey, God, I've paid. We need to fix the place. You told me to come here. So we need to fix it. And then we started. Money started coming in. What I did is this. I now called because looking at where I'm going to, when I want to do things in my office, I don't call the very low people. Sorry, what I mean, I call trained people. I can get an architect to design it for me, and I get people that will build it. Right? So I got the guy, and he designed it with me, imputing and things, and we started. I said, okay, this thing will cost so amount of money, but this is what I have now. I'll be giving it to you. You know how they were giving out the bread and fish, and he kept on multiplying, right? Yeah. I was giving out the money, and it was multiplying. I was giving. It got to a point when he finished his own, and then the signpost people came. I needed to put a signpost. The guy said, the deadline is tomorrow. I say, it's tomorrow. No problem. I went to God. I said, hey, this signpost guy said the deadline is tomorrow. It's not me, oh, it's you. I went to bed, and God is my witness. I slept. It is his business. Do you run around when your father is around? You don't. I am his child. Once I follow what he has told me to do, I relax. He will bring his word to pass. By the time I woke up in the morning, one business I did one time, they had credited me over the night. And you know what? Exactly the amount they want. I just went there, withdrew the money, and I gave it to the guy. The guy did not know the miracle that happened. The Red Sea miracle that happened. What am I saying? You see, the strengthener, the helper will do what? He will guide you into all truth. He will lead you. He's your standby. You know, something happened in the clinic recently. From that place, I had expanded. Yeah. The people behind me left. I opened it up and expanded the clinic. So, one day we were talking in the clinic and I said, it looks like I'll start expanding to this side. Ha! My daughter said they are in trouble. If she has started pointing to this side. Praise God. My father owns the planet. He owns the planet. Give time to the word. Give time to prayer. Don't think it does not matter. It does. When people look at me and they think, there's something that Dr. Kona just knows, that, you know, she just... Somebody asked me one day, say, how do you attract these clients that you attract? I say, it's not me. The Holy Ghost is standing in front. The angels are the ones calling them. Now, being a Christian and hearing God does not mean that you go and do a mediocre work. It will not work. I try and do international standard as much as I can do in Nigeria. You see, when God is guiding you, you also need to do your own part. Because it's what the kind of people that you attract. Hallelujah. You know, he's our standby. You know those standby generators? That when they take the light, he's your standby. He guides you into, he guides you. But you know what? I don't only do that in my business. I like when Pastor Falaki was saying, we want to be the worshipers that worship God in spirit and in truth. You know, if I don't do it in my personal life, I won't be able to take it to my business. You know, one day, it was last week. You know, when you say one day, it looks like 3 years ago. As simple as that, I was doing a puzzle with my daughter. And we looked for one, there's one particular word that we couldn't find. In fact, me and her, we are concluding that they made a mistake. It's not inside this puzzle. Because when she brought it to me, I said, don't worry, I'm a puzzle king. Don't worry, we'll figure out everything. Man, that one hooked me. I said, eh? Do you know what I said? And I said it to her hearing. It was a teachable moment. And I said, Holy Spirit, you know where this is. We don't know. We have tried to look for it. We can't find it. Please show it to us right now. I'm not exaggerating. Within 5 minutes, we found it. He will show you things to come. He will show you things to come. He will show you things to come. Rely on God. Don't say it's boring. Rely on God. You will make a difference in that sphere of influence. You know, just before COVID, last year, I had paid for expansion for that place, 2019. And I wanted to do, you know, work on it. We needed to go to Winter Bible Seminar in the U.S. And I just said, we need to fix this thing now. You know, that time, we didn't even know that COVID would make us do lockdown and all of that. I said, we need to fix this. All of them were like, what is wrong with Madame? What is wrong with Dr. Akuna? Why must he do it? Are you running away from America? When you come back, we'll fit it. I said, no, we need to do it now. So we got everything, got the people. I told the guys, I have 2 weeks. This is the plan. And sometimes it might not work for you, but it works for me. Sometimes God gives me the details of where to put things in the clinic. It might not work for you. That's the truth. It depends on how you work. Don't be too spooky about it. Say, hey, what is it? All right. Just work with the word. So I just said, okay, I feel this should be this way, this should be this way, and all of that. So they started work. They did it and finished. It was painting. They started painting and I left. We traveled. Coming back, as we landed in Nigeria, we worked for 2-3 weeks. They said we need to lock down. Now, this is the interesting thing. The same materials that I bought to do the thing that I did, if I had waited to do it after, you guys know that building materials are high now, I would have spent more. He will show you things to come. Sometimes you don't even know why you are, why the hesitancy, but you do it. He will show you things to come. And he will help you to save money. He will help you to save money. You know, I wanted to buy a pack of lenses from Dubai, just stock lenses. And I wanted to make that transaction, but something just kept on holding me back. That morning, my husband woke up and said, turned to me and said, Akuna. I said, what is it? He said, there are 2 things that you want to do. He said, is there anybody you're taking to this particular part of town? And actually, I was thinking of referring somebody to that part of town. He said, don't do it. There's a business deal that you want to do. Pray about it. I won't say don't do it, but just pray about it some more. God will tell you what to do. But there's something about it. He was sleeping. He woke up. I was supposed to make that transition that morning. He woke up, said it, and went back to sleep. You know, sometimes you say, are you living with a spirit? Sometimes I ask myself the question, am I living with a spirit? He slept and went back to sleep. And I'm like, okay. So I sat down on my bed and I started conversing with the Holy Spirit. You will hear me, you will think I was talking with somebody. I was not talking. In fact, I thank God that I married my husband. Because I don't know people that will understand me. You know, they will hear their wife, they are talking to somebody. Who are you talking to? But he knows I was conversing with the Holy Spirit. So he slept off. And the Holy Spirit said to me, he said, Akuna, okay, let's look at it this way. You want to save money. That's why you want to get those lenses, because they are better lenses. You want to get them and stock them in the office. I said, yes. He said, okay, what if you wait a little bit? What if you don't do it now? You know, what if you just spend that money, you know, here and still get the same quality, but here? You know, just wait a little bit. It won't hurt if you just wait. And I said, okay, what if I do it? So I was just conversing with the Holy Spirit. And at the end of the day, I just said, he convinced me not to do it. So I called my friend. I said, you know what? I'm not having a good feeling about this. I'm going to wait. Go ahead and do your own, and I'll wait. So she went ahead and did it. And when the lenses arrived, it wasn't exactly what we wanted that they sent to us. It will block out light, blue light, but it wasn't the reflection. It wasn't the blue reflection that we wanted that they sent to us. And she bought a little light. I was going to buy more. And I was going to have a problem convincing patients that it's the same thing, you know? It's the same thing, you know? But it's just that the blue, you know? You will have more explanation to do. He will teach you all things. He will bring things to you. If only we will let him. If only we will let him. Hallelujah. Let's read John 16, 13 to 15. Let's read it in a Message translation. In the Message translation. You are already pruned. No, 13 to 15, yes. This is the very best way to love. Put your life on the line, online for your friends. You are my friends when you do. John 16, 13 to 15, because I was reading, I'm like. John 16, 13 to 15. Good. But when the friend comes, right? I like the way Message puts it, say the friend. When the friend comes, the Spirit of truth, he will take you by the hand and guide you into all the truth there is. He won't draw attention to himself, but will make sense out of what is about to happen. And indeed, out of all that I have done and said. He will honor me. He will take from me and deliver to you. He would take from me and deliver to you. Everything the Father has is also mine. This is why I have said he takes from me and delivers to you. Can I come down? Thank you. Now, you know, the scripture says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running all over, shall men give unto your bosom. When you partner with God, you give. Don't be stingy with your business. I give. He tells me the places I should sow into. Yeah. And you know what? I told him yesterday in Rama, I said, in this pandemic, I doubled my giving. You can't be stingy at this time. You cannot. You know, the devil will want you to, you know, hold back. Hold back is the small that we have. Just hold it, oh. No. The scripture is too true, whether in pandemic or not. I want to have much more, so I give much more. It looked difficult, but when I started giving, man, I checked my bank account. So I said, Lord, do you want us to triple it? My staff, they came to me and they told me at the end of one having a, you know, our staff meeting, now treat your staff right. My longest staff has stayed 8 years now. Yeah. And they identify themselves with the business. They take it as their own. I'll tell them, sorry, oh, madam, can we do this? Don't think you are the only one that has it, that knows everything. You employed them, so you should give them. See, they are there to help you. God sent them to help you. Acknowledge them. Acknowledge them. Can I make decisions alone? Yes, I can, but then I don't know it all. There are some things I will not see that they will see. God brought them to me to help me. Why do I have to shut them down? You're cutting yourself. You're cheating yourself. Treat them well. So I brought them to the house. We're having a dinner. We're having like Christmas stuff. And then, you know, gave them gifts and all of that. And then they said to me, said, Dr. Akona, you know, we actually made money in the pandemic than the last years. Yeah. More money came to us. You will have what you say, my guy. What are you saying? Are you saying what they're saying? You think he's not hearing. You think the clinic is not hearing. You think the business is not hearing. Every day you open up, you say, ah, we sell today. Ah, the country hard. Then you will not sell now. You will not sell. You will not sell. Kings The Gentiles, they bring to my boat, they bring it. What are you saying? What are you, sorrow? I tried. What are you saying? Speak the right words over your business. I'm not seeing it, speak it. Just continue speaking it. Just continue speaking it. No wonder God changed his name from Abram to Abraham. He started answering the father of many nations before it came to pass. Start speaking it. Start calling it. Yeah. Start saying what you want to see. Why? Because the word works. Acknowledge God in all your ways. Now, I came down here to give an instruction. Then I now go up. And maybe please come. I've finished using Tokweto. That is this weekend. I say, everybody, the lighthouse, they know your name is Tokweto. So it's not a problem. He said, that scripture, he says, please go back to 13. But when the friend comes, the Spirit of Truth, he will take you by the hand and guide you into all the truth there is. He will take you by the hand. Allow him to take you by the hand. Allow him to lead you. Don't run ahead of him. Don't run ahead of him. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will do what? He will show you. He will tell you, you see that place, don't waste your time bidding contract there. Nothing will come out of it. They might give you, but they will not pay you on time. Yeah. He will tell you, you want to go to Canada? Stay back here because Canada will Canada you. Do I love staying outside? Yes. My husband say, make money here, go and spend it there. You spend it very well. But what am I saying? Let him lead you. Let him lead you. Give him that opportunity to do what? To lead. He has it. He can. He can guide you into all truth. Thank you very much. Or should I hold you till I finish? You know, you can have it in your heart. Sow a seed to the church. Now, see, he's not leading you because you sowed a seed to the church. Let me say it. But sometimes some instructions come to you. Do this. Or spend time and pray in other tongues. You say, if I spend time and pray for 5 hours, all the business in what's the market in Balogun market will finish. But you know, he knows why he's saying that. Their fear is not my fear. I give him his place. If you are not a person of God, I'm not saying I cannot employ another person, but we pray. In my clinic, we pray. A staff of mine was leaving to go and start up another thing. She said one of the things that she will miss in my office is that she's in my office. We are doing Rema in my office. Because we will open the scriptures and we'll look at it. If you see us talking, you will say, we will talk scripture. And then we pray. We say words over the business. I got that instruction from God to do that. And he kept us steady. He kept us steady during the pandemic. And he's still keeping us steady. Walk with God. Allow him to lead you. Take note of the instructions that he has given you. Do not reason it out with your head. Okay, so if I do this, how will he take me there? Hallelujah.
This message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,